This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com. Let's get over to our good friend, Alan Pollock, with the tech update.
Hey, David, how is it going today?
Good. You're excited to have Chris on. You used to work at Pfizer. I think that's awesome.
I can't wait to talk to Mr. Christopher. We had a lot of fun back in the day, especially as we spent time working together. So that'll be a great piece of the segment coming up in a moment. All right. So getting back to some of the funny tech news that we always go to, David, we had a couple weeks off, I think, from that. The first one is a cop, get this, has stopped a driverless car. The driverless car then flees, and then there's a whole bunch of confusion. And so if you want to learn more about what really happened, you can Google it and check it out. But that is the factual statement, is that a driverless car was stopped and pulled over by a cop with a lot of confusion as to what to do next. I guess what, as the car flees, you just kind of let it go. Mark down the license plate.
You can stare in the camera and go, okay, who's really driving this crazy thing? That's hilarious.
Yeah, sounds like something out of a movie. So let's also talk about big tech, right? Probably moving the focus away from Facebook, but definitely on Twitter. So there was a big meeting over the weekend with Twitter's board, and it looks like they are nearing a deal. Decision will likely come today. Their earnings report is due out on Thursday, and what Musk has said is that he's offering $46.5 billion. He said they're really only worth $37. And he also made a giant comment. He said that is his best and final. There's all kinds of news about it all over the internet.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't heard about it, then you're way too focused on our industry. But check it out. So we'll hear probably today or tomorrow what's going to happen with that deal. Industry news, SnapDocs and Maxwell are now partnered together to ICE Mortgage Technology and Gateless. This is one of those folks that I saw at the conference. They're basically a smart underwrite platform. They're using new tech. So all of this AI and OCR technology that's out there, and it seems like everybody's getting their hands on it now. They're partnered with Google Tech called Smart AI, and it's basically a version of mortgage document data extraction that Google's partnered on. And they're also connected to Fannie and Freddie. Their goal is to reduce the timing, the limitations in the entire loan process. So Gateless is a new name that's out there. Check it out. Here's something kind of funny, David. I met with a broker, and I asked him, what technology are you using? Right. And there's one point of sale and one or two LOS platforms are using, because his actual comment was, I don't like technology. It doesn't help me, but I rely on educating the borrower. I rely on the data that I get about the property, and I rely on relationship. And if you remember about 2 years ago, I had spoken with somebody who was an originator, and he said it takes about 13 touches to bring in that deal, right? To bring the fish in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him that question, and he told me that he is using CRM. That's his number one tool. But too many of the CRM systems, this was his opinion, do too much. He goes, it's real simple. You got to be able to have constant connection and communication with the borrower, and you got to use a phone call. You can't leave it all to technology. So while we're here touting technology, right, that's how a broker's opinion is. And he is not probably real popular on LinkedIn. You're not going to see his posts every day, but he definitely knew what he was talking about. And he has a successful brokerage that he owns. So many of you may be thinking the same thing, but let's move on to other news. So David, we talked about at the conference, right? Advances in data management and some of the cool things going on. I saw one thing that was really very interesting. I noticed more and more consulting companies that had more connectivity to the industry and more lenders that are relying on them to help integrate all of their tech solutions. One company I met with myself was a company called ATI, Awesome Technologies, and I think you may know them as well. What I found very interesting is that they are working on behalf of many lenders to integrate to their back-end tech systems or within their tech partners, each of those solutions together. And so that gets into exactly one of the things we've been talking about, right, is how to be successful with all these tech solutions, right? We spent all this money. There's now layoffs. There's contraction in the market. No one knows what's going to really happen with rates and property values. I agree, by the way, with what everyone has been saying on the podcast so far, but I do think that they're going to slow down. I don't think we're going to see a contraction in that. But anyways, ATI is one of those companies. I would look at your consulting company, who you're working with, and think about what we talked about, the Moscow method, how to become successful with the projects you're working on. But with that, David, right, what did we promise last week? We're going to get into what tech to watch in 2022. And yes. There was an article that was out there that we referenced a couple times now. The article was actually in Mortgage Finance Gazette. So if you want to check it out, you can go there. Here's the best thing. They talked about a couple items. We'll get to one of them today, and we'll extend it into next week and maybe the week after, because some of them are really good points. The first one is increased use of automated data sources. We're at a point right now where you can get access to data. You can easily take that data and you can use it, whether you're creating a risk score, whether you're using it to make a decision. As an example, if you have data from a credit report doesn't meet within the criteria of what you're looking for, then why run Plaid or why run Work Number? Why do things that are going to cost money that don't make any sense? Or how do you use that data to make the experience more personalized? Especially if you think about our conversation today with Christopher, we're going to be talking about Fiserv, open banking, and personalized experiences, right? Mm-hmm. Data is going to be the big topic today. How do you use those automated sources? And you as the lender, you may not have the ability to take that data and just do anything with it. You've got all of your vendors and partners to work with. But you want to be asking those questions, right? Ask those folks that you've integrated with. Maybe it's 3 years old. What additional data do they now have available that maybe they didn't have a while ago? Because as I said, automation, increased use of that data is becoming available. Make that usable. What can you do with it? Well, next week, David, we'll talk about digital IDs, and we'll also talk about conversational experiences. So looking forward to the hot topic. And if anybody wants to get a hold of me, how to do it, it's Allen, A-L-L-E-N, at TMS-advisors.com.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, that's interesting. You're talking about the Moscow method. Alice is talking about VUCA. And I just think there's all these acronyms. But, man, this is a time to be thinking about how we're approaching technology, management, all the above. It's really good. Very good, Alan. Appreciate you so much for being here, a part of the podcast each and every week. Can't wait to have you involved in the Hot Topic segment, especially with your insights with Fiserv, having been there for a good amount of time. Next week, we have Kristen Meserle coming on of Experience.com. Now, if you understand about Experience.com, they measure success experience you have with your customer. And it's a great product, great program. The reason we're having Kristen on, she's dear. We belong to the 7A mastermind group together, along with a number of others. And Kristen always has great content. But what Kristen will be talking about next week, she'll be announcing who won, who is doing the best job. And you hear the criteria that Kristen will be relaying out. It's going to challenge you. Come on back and be sure to join us next week and listen to the Hot Topics segment where we have Kristen Meserle of Experience.com. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, Lenders One, Mobility MMI, Modex, the MBA, Knowledge Coop, the Mortgage Collaborative, SnapDoc, Success Kit, Lender Toolkit, Total Expert, Form Free, TMC, and Simple Nexus. So good to have you all with us, everybody. Have a great week. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.